NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. NHD2, come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Yo, 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 yo.
You're in the mix.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
The People's Station.
Preach up.
I know that's right.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise them. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Gospel Network, the number one station in the world.
Yes, sir.
in my salvation. My life, and whom shall I be afraid? In death, why I praise Him for His amazing grace. I take time out every day and sing, worthy is He. Hallelujah. Think about it sometimes. He's worthy. He's so worthy. Every now and then, you ought to let your mind go back to just how good God's been to you. So can I get a witness here? Sometimes when I could see my way, sometimes you've been my mother when mother was gone, and you are so worthy. I think about it, just one lifetime of loving you, Jesus, wouldn't be long. He told me, He kept me. God ain't never left me. He's just been good to me. Somebody know what I'm singing about here. Have He been good to me? I lift up my hand and I praise Your name, Jesus. I praise Your name.
Put your hands together. It's the last song of the night and we out of here.
Let me tell you something.
life I went from joy to pain. At another time, y'all help me say, I went from sunshine to rain. But how many of y'all can remember reading over in Matthew, and you read where the Lord healed the lame? And as you know, he's able to heal the lame, just lift your voice one more time.
Have you got any rivers that you sing? Uncrossable. Specializing that you think are impossible. He can do. To listen to me, Christian.
Ask yourself the question.
Have you ever been on your bed of affliction? And the doctor done all he could do. Oh,
wonder if I got a witness today. Have trouble in your home. Might have confusion all around that seems like a mountain. Have you? Thank you, Jesus. Any mountains? Woo-hoo. You've been struggling by yourself. But you can't seem to tunnel through.
Then don't keep struggling all alone.
Reach out and know that God specializes
in things.
Hallelujah.
That we think impossible. What I like about it, he can do.
Thank you. 23 minutes after the hour. To God be the glory for the things he's done, and God bless all of you, and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We are so glad that you're aboard on a wonderful day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in him and praise his holy name. Oh, what a great time we're going to have. Oh, my. All the way up to 11 a.m. this morning, and we're going to be here to 8 o'clock right here. You can join us 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply join us on our website, nfiradio.com, or you can join us on Facebook Live on our Facebook channel at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Again, you can join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network. And also, you can feel free to call in and listen with your mobile phone. Simply dial 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We are so glad that you are joining us, and what a time we're going to have. Look, we have these awesome men and women that's aboard this network that's preaching and teaching the Word of God, and also we definitely don't want to miss out on our powerful prayer warriors that's right here Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 to 1 o'clock p.m. That's right, 30 minutes power of prayer as these men and women of God come forth interceding for you and this nation and the people around the world. We are so glad that they are aboard also. All right, well, look, we're going to continue with more great gospel music. You are catching the wave with the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. God bless you.
Surprise. I had my own timeline. Thought my issue escaped your mind, but you called me by surprise. Here you go again, showing up at you have a place for you.
Yes, Jesus, he showed up as the right hand.
sticks closer than a brother, but a friend we have in Jesus can show up at the right time again. I did what I could do. I tried out all the options. I went to doctors for 12 years straight. But what I needed was you. What I needed is you. It's just like Jesus to show up at the right time again. Doctor after doctor, but only Jesus had the cure. He showed up at the right time. Sickness after sickness, but only Jesus has the cure. Remind you that he'll show up at the right time. He'll show up at the right time. We trust your timing. We trust your planning. We trust your will to show up at the right time. Show up at the right time. Many years ago. Now I'm standing.
the lily of the valley. He's a bright morning star. Somebody said, long as I got can't see them. I need nobody else. Yeah. Yeah. When you say that name, when you say that name, it's sweeter than a honeycomb. Is there anybody that knows the name I'm talking about? There are a lot of great names. I heard of a man named Abe Lincoln. I heard of a woman named Harriet Tubman. Thank God for our first president, George Washington. I heard of Oprah, Tyler Perry, Kanye West. I've heard great places, the Alpha Tower. Oh my God, they got the Taj Mahal. But there isn't no name. There isn't no name that's greater. I know a lot of great things. I know a lot of great things. But there is a great name. Ooh. Look at your neighbor and say, ain't nobody greater. I tried my mama's name. I tried my daddy's name. I tried Bill's name. I tried a lot of things that have a name. But there is no name that is greater. There is no name. Well, not me, because you say, if you're watching, I tell you to give that name a great praise.
Tell me what you gonna do.
What you gonna do?
World's on fire. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Run to the rock.
Run to the rock.
No hiding place.
No hiding place.
Where can the man?
What you gonna do?
Tell me.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? When Jesus comes.
What you gonna do?
Gambling name.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? You can run to the rock.
Run to the rock.
You don't hide in place.
No hiding.
Well, I've been a man. All your days are numbered. Yes, I've a one. One is for you. They'll have your number.
Tell
no, that's where you live.
What you gonna do?
You can run to the rock.
Run to the rock.
Run to the rock.
Run to the rock.
Rocket will be crying.
Run to the rock.
Run in a valley.
Run to the rock.
Lightning will be flashing.
Run to the rock.
Run to the hillside.
Run to the rock.
Thunder will be roaring.
Run to the rock.
What's a man?
Run to the rock.
If I was you,
run to the rock.
I just wanna tell you,
run to the rock.
Thing that I would do.
Run to the rock.
I'll run in a valley.
Run to the rock.
Fall out on my knees.
Run to the rock.
Pray to the Lord.
Run to the rock.
Save me if you please.
Run to the rock.
You can see the sign.
Run to the rock.
Every day.
Run to the rock.
Signs of a judgment.
Run to the rock.
It's troubling me.
Run to the rock.
It's found on the land.
Run to the rock.
Signs is on the sea.
Run to the rock.
Words in a man.
Run to the rock.
Words in a man.
Run to the rock.
The sea gonna part.
Run to the rock.
Hung up by a great flood.
Run to the rock.
Where the moon.
Run to the rock.
Pour away the blood.
Run to the rock.
When King was shall sign.
Run.
Sound his trumpet loud.
Run to the rock.
All of God say.
Run to the rock.
To heaven in a cloud.
Run to the rock.
You can run to the rock.
Run to the rock.
And no hiding place.
No hiding place.
Oh, I can try you.
going down memory lane. We are right at the top of the hour, and to God be the glory for the things he's doing, and I want to thank you again for catching the wave. And those of you just joining us, you can join us right here Monday through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Simply go to our website, nfiradio.com, or you can call in and listen with your mobile phone at 563-999-3020. That's 563-999-3020. Now, if you want to contact us and you have a question, or maybe you want to hear a song that you would love to hear that you can't find, all right, well, we have it for you. I can promise you that if it's on wax, then we can burn it for you. It's just as simple as that. And for all of you to contact us, you need to call us at this number. This number, 24-hour hotline, 984-733-3977. Again, our 24-hour hotline number, 984-733-3977. We would love to hear from you just to share a word to let us know that you're enjoying the very best in gospel music and the Word of God. Look, I've got more coming your way. You don't want to miss the next one coming up. I'm going to take a pause for the call for the station ID. And we'll be back with more music right after this. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 1230 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Are you looking for the Word of God? Then you don't have to look anymore. You can tune in and listen to this powerful man of God, Reverend Robert E. Ellison, fulfilling wisdom and knowledge from the Word of God right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast. Reverend Robert E. Ellison, a man with dignity, a man with power, and a man that brings forth understanding.
When running a race, a runner sees signs along the way, signposts that let them know of their progress along the way. The same is with this race that we are running. There are signs that tell us of our progress. How far do we have to go until we reach our destiny? I'm going to talk about destiny. I'm going to talk about heaven. I'm going to talk about life and death. I'm going to talk about perseverance. I'm going to talk about endurance, the millennial kingdom, the thousand-year reign of Jesus here on the earth that's coming. I'm going to talk about angels and demons, apostasy, the falling away from the faith. I'm going to talk about faith. I'm going to talk about all things eternal. These are just some of the things that God has put on my heart. My name is Robert Ellison. I'm coming to you from Fort Washington, Maryland.
Be sure to join in with Reverend Robert E. Ellison with Approaching the Finish Line radio broadcast every Monday, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Sovereign Lord of all.
your creator of earth and sky. Yes, you are. You're the maker of bliss and birth. You're still Jehovah of our birth. You are freedom worth fighting for. Come when may, you're worthy of glory. Come with me, you're worthy of praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We will bless your name. We will bless your name. We will bless your name. Your kindness unmatchable. There's still grace for guilt. There's still grace for wrong. And you're the light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where would we go? And you're the way, yes, you are. Our own. To hear heaven from earth below. Your defender, hallelujah, when judgment comes, we're still protected by your blood. Come when
you're worthy of glory.
Yeah, yeah.
Come when you're worthy of glory.
Know that we are.
All we are.
We're a blessing. We'll bless your name.
Put your hands together.
Yeah.
He's gonna make it all right.
Everybody.
You're still God.
make a way. We all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. That's what we need you to do. Show us the way. Show us the way. Show us the way. We need you to do it.
Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network,
the number one quartet station in the world.
Welcome to the Power of Prayer, Request Hotline 2024. Intercessory prayer warriors. Men and women of God. Praying for you. Heard Monday through Thursday at 12:30 p.m. till 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Feel free to call in at any time at 984-733-3977. For one of our prayer warriors to pray with you on our 24-hour hotline. To listen now, by phone at 12:30 p.m. Call 563-999-3020. Again, to listen now, call 563-999-3020 or go to our website at nfiradio.com. Now let's join Reverend Frances Holloway as she intercedes for you and this nation. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone who has joined us on this thankful Thursday of Power of Prayer. Again, I'm Reverend Frances Good Holloway, and I am so grateful for this opportunity to pray for you and the nation today. And I want to give you a few words of encouragement today to help strengthen our faith as we continue trusting God. And so we're going to start with Hebrews 11:1, where it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." My question was, why does Paul say now faith? Because now faith is the certainty of things hoped for, a proof of things not seen through Christ. And then it says, now faith, what the NIV says, is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. But it said the fundamental fact of our existence is to trust in God by faith, which is the firm foundation under everything that makes life worth living. And it is our handle on what we cannot see. Because we know so much is going on in the world. We don't know when it's going to touch us. We don't know what how people are faring in other countries. But we know that if we are in Christ by faith, he has us covered. And I want to talk about what to do when your faith is challenged, because our faith can be challenged. But your faith will be challenged because there are some people on this call that are being challenged in your faith walk right now. I mean, there's so many people on this call now that somebody is being challenged by their faith walk with God. But at this point, you are not sure what to do about your situation, and you may be going through a state of depression because you cannot figure it out. I've talked with the people, been ministering and praying with people this week, so I know that it is a fact that our faith is being challenged. But my suggestion, again, we're going to the Word of God, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Now, you may say, Reverend Francis, you just don't know what I'm going through. And I will say to you that I might not know what you're going through, but I know what I have gone through to be able to encourage you this afternoon to not to give in or give up. Now, if you are living by God's kind of faith, just know that your faith will be challenged. It doesn't matter who we are, regardless of what. We're going to have faith in God to live in this fallen world as Christians and to please God. But Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. When we are going through challenges, don't stop seeking God. He's the one that we need to get even more closely too. Because believing that God exists is only the beginning. Even the demons, remember in James 2:19-20, said that they believe, but God will not settle for just us having an acknowledgement of his existence. He wants your faith that leads to a personal relationship with him. But what I have found in my walk of faith is that there is no such thing as unchallenged faith. Our faith are going to be challenged. Why? Because the world will challenge you. The devil will challenge you. Situations will challenge you. And people will challenge you. Why? Because you are a child of God. And the devil does not like that. We have personal relationship, and we put our faith in our family and friends or people here on there. But why would God expect anything less? He is the maker of heaven and earth. He said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. He always has the answer. But just because we're going through some challenges, no reason to become discouraged or disheartened, although sometimes we do. The Bible says, for whatsoever is born of God overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Regardless of what, we are going to have faith. So please do not throw away your faith by what the enemy is trying to do to you. But since I've been saved, I have had challenges after challenges. And since I have become a minister of the Word of God, I'm sure other ministers can vouch for me and with me. I really have been challenged, but at the same time, God has helped me through them all. Why? Because each time I'm challenged, it makes me pray more. It makes me stay in the Word more and trust God more. And that is what increases my faith. I just say, devil, no, I'm not receiving it, and I don't receive it. And sometimes when you are challenged, the devil wants you to believe that you've done something wrong or question whether you are living right. But don't pay attention to the devil. Revelation 12:10 says, Satan is a liar and the father of lies, and he hates Christians. The Bible also tells us in the book of Revelation that he is the accuser of the brethren, and he is. But Jesus says also, I was persecuted, and you will be persecuted, according to John 15:20. The closer you are walking like Jesus and with him, the more opposition you're going to have. But God always gives us a choice, though. We can live a mediocre life, or we can just blend in with others and listen to others, you know, pity you and all. Or we can just continue to trust him. But if you trust him with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, I promise you he will direct your path. So let us just go into a time of prayer. Father, your word says, faith cometh by hearing the word of God. And I will build up my faith today by reading your word and acting on it. And I come today strengthening, Lord, my faith so that I will be able to share faith with someone else, so that I will be ready, God, when any doubt comes in my mind or even stop me from having faith to believe that you are who you are. But even with faith the size of a mustard seed, I know that anything is possible in your name. So I come against the wiles of the enemy that will try to stop me, Father, from praying for your people. I come against fear, that means false evidence that appearing real. I come against anything that's coming against this radio station, the airway, the network, Father, in the name of Jesus. But now, Father, as I join my faith with everyone on this call, I believe you will do great and mighty things in meeting the needs of everyone on this call and their family. And so, Father, it reminds me in Psalm 90:1, it said that God has been our dwelling place in all generations. And I thank you, Father, that Psalm 91:2 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty God. So we come abiding under your shadow because you are our refuge and you are our fortress, our God in whom we trust. And as we put our trust continuously in you, that will help build our faith. We come this afternoon against depression, Father God, that attacks the mind, that causes worry, anxiety, and anger, that try and take over our mind and challenge our faith in you, Father God. We come obeying 1 Peter 5:7, where it tells us to cast all of our cares upon you, Father, for you do care for us. But you care for us in such a great way, Father God, that we don't have to accept what the enemy is saying. We come touching and agreeing right now that depression and fear, that means false evidence that is appearing real, will not shake our faith and cause us to sin against you by going into a state of depression. Depression is not of you, Father. We do not receive it. We thank you that we can come into your presence in the name of your precious Son, Jesus. We thank you that Jesus bore in his body all of our infirmities and all of our iniquities. That includes depression and any other kind of attack that the enemy wants to bring on us, Father God. We come against the spirit of heart diseases, Father God, eye problems, Father God. We come against heart problems, Father God. We come against anything that's not of you, Lord God. We come against digestive diseases, Father God, esophagus problems. Father, all of these things are from the enemy, and they come to try to detour us from you and the calling that you have on our lives. And Father, low back pain, Father God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We just praise you, Father God, that you are the one, Father God, that sent your son Jesus to come to this earth to die that we may have life and have it more abundantly, Father God. We thank you that as we call upon your holy name, you said you will hear us and show us great, hallelujah, and mighty things that we know not. But we will never know those great and mighty things, Father God, if we didn't call upon you, the one who sent his word to heal us of all disease and all functions in our body that's not of you, Father God. And so, Father, right now we seek your pathway, Lord God, that will lead to total and complete manifestation of healing to everyone on this power of prayer line today who are being challenged by depression, challenged by other things, Lord. May this not a sickness, may this financial things that they have to pay, or maybe, Father God, their children are gone astray, or someone in their family sick, or depression, whatever it is, Father God, we lay it at your feet right now in the name of Jesus. And any other situation that are going on that are trying to challenge our faith, because you hear and you see everything that is going on in each one of our lives. And for that, Father, we say thank you. We said thank you that you know us through and through. And Lord, I know one day you showed me a vision of how awesome and how great you are. When you said that was in a scenario of when I was growing up, how we all had to eat at the dinner table with our parents. We could never go to separate rooms at all together, where our parents could see all of us at one time. And Father, you showed me this revelation knowledge that that's how you are with us. You sit high, but you can see all of your children at one time. And you always know what we are going through. You always know when we are going to be attacked. You always know how we are going to react to it. And you are saying, come to me, those that are labored and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Help us to always hear your voice clearly, Father God. For you are there to heal us, to set the captives free, Father God, that we don't have to be sick because you've already healed us, Father. We know that it's an attack of the enemy, but you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. You didn't say it will not come, but you said it won't prosper. It will not do what the enemy sent it to do. We shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord, Father God. That is your word. You said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Help us to take hold of your word and speak your word continuously over our bodies, Father God. We praise you, Father God, that your word is life to those that find it, health to all of our flesh, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And so, Father, we seek you for the unique path that will lead to total and complete manifestation of healing, Lord, right now in everybody's life. Everybody may be going through different things, and Lord, you cover everything, even in this prayer, Father God. We yield ourselves to you, Father God, because again, you hear us when we are praying out of a sincere heart, when we are not just trying to pray for ourselves, when we are, Lord God, able to hear your voice, and we even able to discern, Father God, that there are other people that are going through, that how you show us things as we are praying, Father God, the things that are attacking your children, things that are attacking our bodies, Father God, the killing, the murdering, and the social injustice going on. Lord, you show, but you're always there to deliver us, Lord God. And now I take authority to speak to the neurotransmitter chemicals that are in the brain. And I command them to be normal in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that they have the mind of Christ and their thoughts will be clear of all symptoms, Lord God, of depression, of anything that has attached itself to your children, Father. I pray, Father God, right now, that everyone on this prayer line has received you as their Lord and Savior, that they will get the benefits, Father God, that they will get the benefits that you have already given unto your children, Father God, that they shall live and not die, that they shall prosper, Father God, and be in good health, Father God, even when the enemy comes and tries to take us out, Father God. You said that you will lift up a standard against him, Father God, and that no weapon, Father God, before it's time, your time for us to go, shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, Satan is under our feet. He's under our feet. He can only do as much as we, and Lord, that you allow, but you allow it, Father God, for us to strengthen in our faith, for us to always remember that you are right here with us, that you're not leaving us nor forsaking us, and that you even put others around us so we can call, Father God, and touch and agree, Father God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, Father God. You say even if it's just two or three gather in your name, that you will be there in the midst. And I know now, Father God, that there are thousands on this line right now, so I know that you are here, that you are going from heart to heart and breast to breast, and you're saying, what can I do for you, daughter, my son, my daughter? What can I do for you? Call out to the Father now, because he is here. He's waiting to hear our hearts cry. He knows what's going on in our lives, and he knows even what's going on our jobs, Lord. Somebody is seeking a job, Father God, and they are not sure whether they are going to get it or not. But blessed assurance, if they don't get that one, God has a better one for them. But I pray that we don't give up, that we don't give out, that we don't take what the enemy is saying and run with it, but that we turn our hearts and our minds always back to the word of God that says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I am here for you. Do not be afraid. Do not doubt. But call upon me, and I will hear you. I will hear you because you are my child. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you, Father God, has placed your word in our hearts, not just for us, but for us to be able to rightly divide your word and share it with others, Father God. Everyone on this line, if they touch one person, if they touch two people with your word, Father God, there will be so many more people that have come into the kingdom of God. And you said that is great. That is good because you desire that none shall perish, regardless of what situations, Lord, people are in. We look through our family. We see negativities in some of our family. It doesn't matter. We look to you, Father God, not the situation, because the truth to be told, we were in a state also, and it's not even about who's worse than others, because all have to be saved, regardless of what. It's not a such thing as a little sin or big sin. Sin is sin, and if it's not taken care of it under the blood, Father God, you said that it will send us to heaven, and that will not be your perfect works for us. So, God, we just glory in you this morning. And we just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you are doing. We thank you, Father God, that as your word comes forth, Father God, that you will watch over your word in our lives to perform it, Father God. And we know that Christian needs to learn how to defend themselves from spiritual attacks. And this is because this is of the word of God. The only way we can defend ourselves is through the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that we take this time in our lives seriously, Lord. I pray, Father God, that we do not just be about business as usual, going to work, coming home, going, watching TV, but that we take time out. Father, everyone who's listening under my voice will take time out to realize we're living in a serious time, Father God. And you have given each one of us an opportunity, Father God, to seek your face. You have given each one of us an opportunity to come to know you as their Lord and Savior, Father God. Let not this time pass them by. So many young people are dying in such a young age, Father God. Oh, Father, I pray that we can reach these young people, Father God, that we can cover them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we can, that you would deliver them out of the streets, Lord, that we will, that you will, Lord God, speak the hearts of the parents, Father God, that they get saved, Father God, and that they see an example of Jesus in their home, Father God. I pray and thank you for grandmothers and granddads, Father God, and those mothers and young mothers and all that are truly in your word, Father God. I thank you for opening back the churches, for you said forsake not the assembly, Father God, with one another, because there are strength in numbers, Father God, as we're all on one accord. I thank you for coming back. I thank you, Father God, for delivering so many people from the virus that just seemed like it just took its toll over the world. It did not stop at one place, but everywhere. But God, you are everywhere. And we are here to tell you about it. So many people in our families passed on, but we are here with another chance to get it right with you, Father God. So we bind the works of the enemy in the lives of God's people right now, and we loose forth the word of God to have free course in each one of our lives. And Father, I pray that each one have the spirit of studying, spirit of learning more and more about you, Father God. Less about the TV, because we don't even have to figure out what's going on TV because it's just so open. But Lord God, we can dig in your word and find the greatest treasure for our lives. Lord, I pray that people will turn their hearts to you, Father God, and not just keep going along as if that tomorrow is promised to them, Father God, because you hold the days in your hand. You hold tomorrow in your hand. You even hold today in your hand. And if you have allowed people to live to see this day, I pray that they have the decency and the thankfulness in their hearts to stop and give you praise, Father God. Give you praise for what you are doing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, as we continue in this prayer, Father God, I just thank you for EFI. I thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Thurlin, Father God, for doing such a magnificent job bringing people together to pray, to seek your face, Father God, and that we can do it in a place where so many people, because of modern technology, now can allow so many people to hear the same prayer, the same encouragement at the same time. God, you are an awesome God. And you know everything. You know what we need, Father God. You know how to even teach us how to use it, Father God, to be able to get your word out. So there is no excuse, Father God, for us not sharing your word with the world, with the nation, with people all over, Father. You said before you come, everybody would have heard of the word and have an opportunity to accept you as their Lord and Savior. because you do everything well. You do not forget anybody, Father God. And so for that, we said thank you. And we just praise you this time of day. We thank you, Father, in the middle of the day, Father, in the middle of the week. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We love you, Lord. We glorify your holy and righteous name for what you are doing in our midst, even right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare that no weapon again formed against us. You said if we decree a thing, it shall be established. So we decree right now, Father God, we decree, Father God, that our bodies line up with your word, Father God, that whatever has been attacked in our bodies, Father God, that it will be removed even now, Father God. We touch and agree, Father God, everyone on this line, our children shall prosper in good health. Even the ones 90 and older, Father, shall prosper in good health. We don't have to be sick because you sent your son to die that we have life and have it everlasting. And so for that, we are so grateful, Father God. So we want to thank you, Father God, for everything that you are doing. And so at this time, I want everyone, give God a high praise from your lips, from the fruit of your lips. Just stop and give God a high praise at what he is doing in your life right now. Because we can pray all day, but if we don't receive it and if we don't walk in it, it's just like none of that. But I want you to give God praise while you have time. And I said, Father, I want you to repeat after me. Father, I thank you that I receive this prayer. And for there is the word depression, I place it, I replace that word with whatever thing is attacking my body right now. Whatever I am experiencing, I take this prayer to cover it right now in the name of Jesus. That no one is left out, Father. You know what is going on in everybody's life, even my life. And Father God, this is the time to lay it on the altar and say, Father, me too. Me too, Father. I pray this prayer, me too, over my life, over my mind, that my faith will increase more and more as I walk this life here on earth, lifting up your name and sharing the good news with everyone that you allow to come into my space. I praise you, Father. I worship you. And Father, I thank you for this time, Father God. And thank you for dwelling right here with us. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers, Father, that you said you will meet us at our point of need. And everyone has said out of their mouth, their point of need right now. And this is all prayed in your name, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. You all have a blessed and prosperous day and rest of the week. Love you.
when times were hard, when times were bad, when losing loved ones made us sad.
That the Lord have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. Yes, I tell God thank you because He is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. I thank God for being the Almighty God. I thank God for being everything that we need. When we need a healer, He is there. When we need to be delivered, He can and He will deliver. When we need a miracle, if it be His will, He will give us that miracle. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the God that He told us in His word that we can cast all of our cares upon Him. I thank God for being the God that will never, ever leave us or forsake us. I tell God thank you because when the enemy come to try to destroy God's people, I thank God that He gave us the power to speak to the enemy. And the enemy will have to cease. He will have to flee. But I got to serve notice, yeah, He don't stay away forever. He will come back if you're still serving God and you won't take down. And I tell God thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time. I thank God. I don't know where you are, but I see the S-U-N shining, which let me know that the S-O-N, the Son of God, is still doing what he does best. Be the great I am. Be the Son. He is everything that we need him to be. He is the one that came and went on the cross for us. Nobody else could do it. He died and he went in the grave, but he didn't stay there. He rose with all power in his hands. And I tell you, God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this time. I thank you for your Son, Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for being the forgiving God. I thank you for being the God that look beyond our faults and know what we needed. Oh, Father God, I thank you for as you watched over us as we slept, God. Some may be sleeping now, but I thank you for being the God that can be everywhere at all times. Thank you for being the God that knows all things. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for forgiving us for all of our sins as we came to you, dear God, trusting and believing you, dear God. Thank you for being the forgiving God. Thank you for being the God that looks and sees what we need and when we need. Father God, I ask that you deliver your healing power, God. Oh, Father God, that you deliver your miracle-working power, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for having your mind and having your heart, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the God that knows all things. Father God, I ask that you go to the rest homes, to the hospitals, God. You know what's needed, God. Oh, Father God, those that are on the street, God. Oh, Father God, you know what's needed, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch your leaders in the house of God. Oh, continue to strengthen those that are following your word, God. Those that are living your word, God. Oh, Oh, Father God, touch right now, God. Oh, Father God, everything that the enemy have sent out, I call back in your Son Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, you said no weapon formed shall prosper against your people, God. And Father God, I thank you for being God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I rebuke those spirits right now in the name of Jesus that are coming against your people that's living for you, God. Oh, Father God, I bind them up. Eat our shunder robe, I say, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you just for being God. Touch our children and their children, God. Oh, Father God, I come against generational curses right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you bind it up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, touch married couples, God. Oh, Father God, I speak your peace in the name of Jesus. I speak your anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask you to move, dear God, that you get all of the glory. Those that are living for you, God, bless them, God. Strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, dear God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being our Father. Thank you for being our friend in the name of Jesus, a friend that we can obey in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you, God. Father God, those that are hurting right now, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you release your healing power, God. In the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you, God, for just being the Almighty God. In your Son Jesus' name, I do ask, amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for being the Almighty God. I thank God for being the God that never ever changes. He's the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He won't change. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the God that look beyond our faults and see our needs. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and go in the word with us, go and worship with us in morning service. that God gets all of the glory. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study. We invite you to come out with us at 7 o'clock p.m. and go in the Word with us as we stand on the Word. We have to, because see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning. See, it's that Word that keeps us. On the third Tuesday nights, we don't have Bible study. But on third Tuesday at 12 noon, we go into noonday prayer. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. If you can't come out, we ask you to go in prayer right where you are, because God is the God that's everywhere. He knows everything. He can hear you. He can hear them. He can hear me. And if it be his will, he will answer prayer. And I tell God, thank you. He don't base my prayer on your prayer. But if you're praying for me, I tell God, thank you. As I'm praying for you, if it be God's will, I ask that he move. And on the Tuesdays, we are here on the radio at 9:30 a.m. On first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin has come on board to be with us, and he come under the heading of M.A. Austin Ministries. I tell God, thank you, but he changed that. Yes, Lord. And I thank God to Bible Way Ministries, standing on the Word of God. That's on first and third Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. And on second and fourth Tuesdays and some fifth Tuesdays is yours truly. And on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m., come out and be with us as we give the Word of God. And if you have a ministry and God have ordained it and you want to come and share with the world, I invite you to give me a call. And we will allow you to come and give your word. We thank God for the authors that have come forth to give the word on their books. I thank God for them. Evangelist Kathy Crudup and Minister Margaret Watkins have penned books that are powerful, and I tell God, thank you for all things. And on this Sunday, it's first Sunday, and Christian Life will be having Holy Communion and feet washing. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us as we stand on the Word of God. I thank God for all that he is doing, because he is the Almighty God. We can do nothing without him. I thank God for his son Jesus as we come back on today. We're going into new teaching. Going to be talking about spiritual growth. And I know that when we are born, we grow physically, yes. And we go from a baby in our mother's womb, if God say so, to being grown adults. But as we come on today talking about spiritual growth, as I've already said, we grow physically. But babies, do you know that you gotta grow mentally also? I tell God, thank you. Not only do you grow physically and mentally, you gotta grow spiritually. And I tell God, thank you. As we grow spiritually, we grow and we get closer to our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you. When we grow as a son of God, we got to grow in our spiritual lives. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And I tell God, thank you. When we grow in God, we start out as babes. But as we read the Word, as we live the Word, we become new creatures in him. And I tell God, thank you. If we look at Luke 2, verse 40, I tell God, thank you for the word, because see, it's the word that keeps us. It's the word that delivers us. Luke 2, verse 40, saying, the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Listen to this footnote. It says, as a true human child, Jesus experienced the process of physical and spiritual development. He kept increasing in wisdom as the grace of God was upon him. He was perfect in his human nature, developing perfectly as God desired. And if Jesus had to grow, I tell God thank you. He experienced that process, yes, of physical and spiritual development. He was created through the Virgin Mary with the Heavenly Father, the Holy Ghost, impregnating her. And as he grew, I tell God thank you. He grew in wisdom. I tell God thank you because, see, as we are sons of God and we have given our lives to him, and we have turned from our wicked ways, and we have turned unto the true and living God, we grow in him spiritually, and I tell God thank you. We grow in him mentally, yes. We become sons of God, and we say we have the mind of Christ. When we have the mind of Christ, we're going to do things his way, and I tell God, thank you. And as Jesus grew, the grace of God was upon him. And you're going to find that as you grow in God, his grace and mercy has been what kicks us. It's his grace and mercy that leads and guides us. I tell God, thank you. When we grow in God and we become sons of God, we become like him. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. As we look at spiritual growth, we find that it's becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It ain't becoming like mama and daddy because we already have their characteristics. Yes. We already have their genes. Yes. But when we become sons of God and we grow spiritually, we become more like Jesus Christ. When we place our faith in Jesus, can't put our faith in man. But when we put our faith in Jesus, the Holy Spirit begins that process, yes, of making us more like him. We can't do it on our own, but the Holy Ghost of God, with his sweet self, begins to process us and make us more like Jesus. And as the Holy Spirit comes in and makes us more like Jesus, you're going to find that you're more conforming to the image of Jesus Christ. I tell God thank you when you do what the word of God say to do. You become more and more like his son Jesus. Old things are passed away and you become brand new. When you become more like Jesus and you grow spiritually, sin backs up. You cast sin away from you. The Holy Ghost come in. Yes, you can't say that you're serving God and you're still serving Satan. The word of God let us know that you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. But when you grow spiritually, I tell God, thank you. You become more and more like Jesus. I thank God for his son Jesus. When you grow in him and you do what the word of God say to do. If we look at 2 Peter 3, verse 18, it said, now but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. When we grow in grace, I thank God for his son Jesus being the one that came and set the example for us. And when we grow in grace, it's in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we have the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we find that we turn away from sin and we turn unto him. We already told you, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. But when you serve the true and living God, and you find that you grow in grace, and you have the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you don't do it your way, but you do it his way. When you have spiritual growth and you grow in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 8, and the word of God said, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Verse 5, and besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge. Verse 6, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. Verse 8, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I tell God thank you that as we grow spiritually and we do it by God's power, we have everything that we need to live lives of godliness, yes. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. Remember when we were looking at the fruit of the Spirit, it started out talking about the sinful things. But when we turn unto God and did what he said to do, I tell God, thank you, and we put on the fruit of the Spirit. I tell God, thank you, that we got away from all of the idolatry, the witchcraft, the hatred, the immolations, the heresies, the envying, the murderers, the drunkenness, the reveling. But when we were baptized with the Holy Ghost of God, and he came into our lives, that's when the fruit of the Spirit came in. That's when our spiritual growth began, and I tell God thank you that the fruit of the Spirit, we find love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. I tell God thank you that as we grow spiritually, we put on the whole armor of God. And as we have the knowledge of Jesus Christ, that is the key to obtaining everything that we need. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. Did you know we can do nothing without God, without his son, without the Holy Ghost? When we have a knowledge of who he is, it comes from the word of God. You can't just read the word. You got to be doers of the word. You can't just be a hearer of the word. But the word of God let us know that you must be a doer. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for the word. And as we grow in him, it comes from the word that his son Jesus taught and lived before mankind. when we grow spiritually, that word is given to us for the edification, yes, and our growth in him. Without God, we can do nothing. As I went back and was looking at Galatians 5, verses 19 through 23, we saw that the first verses was the sins that we took place in, and it was an act of the flesh. But when we gave our lives unto his son Jesus, and the Holy Ghost of God came on the inside, and we have the fruit of the Spirit, yes, Lord, we find that we don't do the acts of the flesh no more. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, that as we walk in the fruit of the Spirit, these are the things that characterize our lives as we experience salvation. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We have to repent each and every day, not just to get out of trouble, but because we are growing in God's Son spiritually. We're going to ask him to forgive us for all of our sins. We might not speak it. We might not act it out. But do you know if we have the wrong thought, we have sinned. And I tell God, thank you. But when we have spiritual growth, we are very careful what we say and what we do. When we have spiritual growth in God, that spiritual growth, as I said, by the fruit of the Spirit, yes, it does. And it's evident in our lives as a believer. Yes, it is. And I tell God, thank you. We turn away from our wicked ways, and we turn unto our Heavenly Father. And as we turn unto him and his son Jesus, we grow in him each and every day. And as the word of God comes from his son Jesus, we stand on the word. We live the word. As we live the word of God and we turn from our wicked ways and we see that we have knowledge and he give us the diligence to add faith unto us as we live for God, our faith grows in him each and every day. Godliness, which is one of the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit. We must have these things. And I tell God, thank you. So if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren or unfruitful. We're going to be fruitful. We're going to produce. And we're going to go out and give the word of God. I tell God, thank you. And as we give the word of God and his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, I tell God, thank you. We grow in him. And as we grow in him and we do a work for him, it's through the salvation of Jesus Christ. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. As we grow in him, people can see the light, and it ain't a light bulb, but it's the Holy Ghost of God residing on the inside. We become different. We don't do those old things as we grow in Jesus Christ. As we grow in him, God gives us his power. He gives us everything that we need. And as he gives us everything that we need, it comes from the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And as it comes from him, and we do what he say to do, you're going to find that you grow in wisdom and you grow in knowledge. And as you grow in him, it's not a physical growth, but we have the mind of Christ, and we grow in him mentally, yes, and we have the mind of Christ to do what God have called us to do. And I tell God, thank you. When we do what God say to do, we confess our sins. Yeah, we do. And as we confess our sins and we repent of our sins, with the help of God, we overcome the world. And I tell God, thank you. And as we grow spiritually, you're going to find that you have fewer and fewer, less and less acts of the flesh. You're not going to sin and not ask God to forgive you. When you grow in God, in your spiritual growth, you're going to find that you turn from sin, from the acts of the flesh, and you're going to do the will of God. I tell God, thank you for spiritual growth, because as we grow in him, we don't do the old things. We don't even go to places that we used to go. But we stand on the word of God. And the word of God let us know that there are going to be some that we have to separate ourselves from. And as you separate yourselves from sin and you grow in God, you're going to live the word. You're going to have the knowledge of him that came and went on the cross for us. You're going to find that you have temperance and patience, godliness. You're going to have brotherly kindness. Yes, you will. God bless you. Continue to grow in Jesus. Allow him to elevate you according to his will and his way. God bless you. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
To learn to love the Lord, a living more. We need to learn to love. here taking Quartet Music to another level. From 8 to 5, it's Quartet Music at its best. And from 5 to 8, it's contemporary Christian music here on the NFI.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Nothing like serving the Lord.
I tried everything, but I couldn't find nothing. Nothing like serving the Lord.
catch the wave on the inner
side. I know a man, yeah, from Galilee, yes I do. If you're living in sin, he said, don't you free, son of David, seed of Abraham. I'm a lamb. Let me say, y'all.
Yeah.
17 minutes after the hour. We want to thank you so much for catching the wave. We're live from the NFI studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station, the NFI Radio Gospel Network. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Let's continue with more of that foot-stopping, that toe-tapping, thigh-slapping music.
Jesus, he ain't never let me alone.